Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Although you see no water for miles around, we are nevertheless marooned, stranded in this nightmare called Barovia. To change metaphors, we are imprisoned. The mist that surrounds us are our prison bars, and Baron von Strahd, our warden. As far as I can tell, there's no escape except death, either his or ours.
Well, I hope Woken is okay.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
Oh.
Well enough to join us, though.
Probably not, but I would like to have a conversation.
Perhaps before we head off, a brief rendezvous. Yeah. Yep. I might head to bed.
Well, if when he goes to bed... Eleniel, do you mind taking me to Woken?
Yes, I can do this. She gets up and leads you. You probably don't know the Slavage Woods as well as Pip knows the Slavage Woods. So you have not yet... I mean, even Pip couldn't navigate his way to Eleniel's little campsite. But you definitely have no chance. You're still quite in the, figuratively and literally, in the woods on this one. But eventually, yes, you do arrive at Elenia's little makeshift camp. When you get there, you can see there is a dull flickering of light, a hidden campfire that when you get closer, you can see Yender is tending to, and also a man you don't know, but you do know of him at the very least. Keening sits crouched cross-legged at the fire as well. He's poking at it with a stick, and he's got kind of like a far-off expression. Mm. They both look at you as you approach.
Question. Would Cribbit have come with?
Not if Pip's not going.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just wondering.
Tarpos doesn't... Tarpos wouldn't do anything unless provoked. Tarpos wouldn't do anything unless prompted to, and Gora Blushen aren't going anywhere without Tarpos. Not going.
If they've noticed us.
Yeah, they've noticed you as you approach. Keening stands up, dusts off his chaps, and sticks out his remaining hand and says, Keenan.
Hector, nice to meet you.
I've heard a little bit about you already.
I've heard a little bit about you as well.
A lot of good work you've been doing around here.
Yeah, sometimes I feel it is not enough. Mm. But thank you.
Is it ever?
Keening's so cool.
I wasn't trying to do that.
No, that was genuine.
Oh, okay.
Do you mind if I take a seat? And I've been wanting to talk to you ever since I knew you were alive.
He gestures with. At first, he gestures with the stump. Then you see he stops for a second, or he's about to gesture with his stump, and then he stops himself and gestures with his other hand. Or his hand, and you all sit down. Eleniel does not join you. She just stands in the clearing, and you can see she's wandering around doing something. You're not sure.
Do you have much history with that one?
Eleniel, yeah. I didn't know her very well specifically, but I knew her people. Or I know her people, I should say. She's a good woman.
She is. I guess everybody thought you were dead.
I thought I was dead myself for a little while.
Sorry we didn't arrive in time. I gestured to his hand. Or lack thereof.
You were too late well before this, he says.
Fair enough. So, well, I think you know of Madame Eva, I take it?
Yeah, I'm acquainted with her.
I think you are one of the many cards that she's drawn for me. Your face appeared on one of them.
He doesn't say anything. He just grunts to that one. You can see he turns back to the fire. There's something in his eyes.
So you did your research about Strahd?
Did the best as I could. Truth to tell, suppose I was a little gung-ho about the whole thing. You have to excuse me. I see evil. I hunt evil.
I was raised the same. Look with a leap without looking.
Yeah, definitely guilty on that one.
Birds of a feather, I guess.
Well, hopefully maybe this time, and I'm assuming there's going to be a this time, we do our research a little better.
Well, I do not want to remain here. So, yes, I think hands have been twisted by fate here. So some of the things that I have noticed that I guess no one else has really been talking about, the dead don't die. Well, they die, but the souls do not leave this place.
Yeah, I had an inkling on such a thing. Wouldn't say I'm the sort of person who has a formal education in the way of magic, but you could say I went through a bit of a crash course when I was young.
Fair enough.
Intriguing.
While I couldn't describe for you exactly what's happening, I could describe what it feels like, certainly.
Yes, right. You're naturally gifted at magic.
Yeah. It comes as breathing comes to some people, manipulating the weave comes to me.
That's right. I had a friend like you back home. They would say a few words and a couple of gestures, and out would come a fireball. And then I would say a prayer, and the same thing would basically happen. He would often ask, what is the difference? So, the dead do not die, or at least their souls do not leave this place. And I, in some weird circumstance, ventured into that realm. There is a lot of dead, which means there is a lot of bodies, which means there is a lot of equipment and resources that I do not think have been claimed.
Yes and no, I suppose, on that one. I see, I did indeed have a similar idea. A lot of that equipment that was once unclaimed now either sits in the chasm around Castle Ravenloft or within its walls.
I see. Right.
I'm sure there's still quite a few things left to be picked up around this place. Certainly I did not comb every square inch of it.
Well, I guess it makes sense where the most adventurers will be dying would be, well, when they face him himself.
He coughs a little bit and something black and awful comes out of his mouth. He looks at his hand and then just kind of throws to get, you know how you'll get droplets off? He does that into the fire, which roars for a little bit, and he just kind of wipes the rest of it off on his chaps.
I suppose Yenda has been looking after you as well as she can.
Keening looks over at Yenda and says, warmly, says,
yeah, she's been absolute godsend. Maybe literally, he says. Yenda gives him like an OU sort of thing.
Do you mind if I have a look at your affliction?
He gestures with his stump hand. A little gingerly, but nonetheless, he does.
Can I give it an inspection?
Sure. It looks, I assume you're looking for infection?
Infection, or from what Pip has mentioned about the mummy.
He's got
rot,
Bogman's Fury.
Bogman's Fury. Yes, that's the one. Bogman's Fury, or if any sort of basically, how's it looking?
Is that Mudman's Rot? Completely different illness.
It looks uninfected.
Right, well, she's done a great job. It's good. Don't have a fever or anything?
Wouldn't say I feel 100%, but I don't think I'm on a downward trend. I would say it's an upward trend.
Yeah, you're definitely looking better than the last time I saw you.
Yeah.
I think we're going to head off to Kuchery tomorrow. Did you ever head that way? The Amber Temple is there, which apparently has some connection to Strahd.
I had heard the Ramble Temple, but I was not aware of its connection to Strahd. I don't know much about it specifically, but I am aware that it has some connection to the entities that what started it all.
Oh.
There are... Ambrovia is a... what certain crazy monster men might call a dark place.
I gesture to the lack of sun. Not very imaginative, but okay.
As in a more, shall we say, scientific sense, it's a demiplane within the Shadowfell, a place devoid of happiness and light. Mm. There are many such places. These are all overruled by strange, mysterious entities. Mm. They haven't any names, perhaps because they never had names, perhaps because anyone who might have known their names fears to speak them. There are many such entities. Their means and motives are inscrupulous, perhaps even unknowable to mortal minds such as us.
Mm.
All that I know about the Amber Temple is that it is a place of connection with these beings. There is a profound and strong evil within that place, or, at the very least, a connection to it. I would not hazard a guess as to say what one's soul would look like after one enters or exits the Amber Temple, but I highly doubt you or anyone else could come out unstained.
There is also a devil.
Oh, Father Lemmick, your friend has filled me in on that one.
Don't say the name.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you and
don't say the name. Just
Yender quickly darts into one of her side satchels, takes out some flash paper and burns it.
Yeah, I look for incense. Oh, she's got it. Okay. Don't say the name.
The smell of lavender fills the air, and you didn't even realize that sulfur had begun to suffuse the immediate space around you.
Sorry. It is okay. It's, I guess, if you're not part of the clergy.
Anyway, you know. Sorry about that.
That is okay. I guess, well, first off, I hope if I enter that I exit, and I hope it's not too big as a stain. Did you ever come across Penia or the Morning Light, Morning Lord?
Morning Lord. I was aware that there was an element of the divine within here. I did not know its exact nature, but I did know that it was here.
Yes,
understanding. He stops for a second and looks at the two of you. My understanding is, I am aware. He says he chose not to say something just then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel I have. Look at Yender and think. Yes, I feel I have drained the battery dry.
Yeah, I can feel that.
I was hoping maybe she had an avatar or personification trapped in this dark place.
Mm. Tell me, have you had any further encounters with Escher after you parted ways with him last, shall we say?
No, not Escher, but we did see our, I guess, fallen comrade, Gogash.
Sorry, it's hard when these sorts of things happened. Mm. In my tenure, shall we say, as a leader of the resistance, we had a Kenku by the name of Trumpets.
Yes. Oh, you're...
I see. You're...
I just like I was like your like pip general friend
boyfriend
ex. Oh yes, your pip mentioned it.
He took that one quite hard. Tell you what, Strahd really has a way of expunging any part of any time a crack forms within Barovia and light streams through.
Yes. I assume you are not well enough to travel with us.
I could try.
I shake my head, it is probably best if you rest up.
I'm vaguely aware that there is some issues for... the lot of you within Valakai.
Yes, if any of us set foot, a lot of us get a heart attack.
Mm. I had been for quite some time trying to keep a low profile, as it were, assuming I had escaped Strahd's notice. The development with Escher proved otherwise. Since Strahd's already aware of me, I might as well see what it's like back in the Blue Water Inn, see if they're still serving that wine I like.
On that, take out the Heart of Sap. This is the Heart of Sap. It was what the druids used to...
I'm aware, yeah.
I think there is another one somewhere out there.
There's three in total, my understanding is.
Probably does belong in the forest.
Mm.
But if it goes there, I think, well, then Strahd gets it.
Mm.
If, I guess for now, if you are heading to the Blue Water Inn, if you could give this to Danny and Erwin.
I'll make sure it gets to them, he says.
Thank you. And if you could ask them to see if Muriel and the rest of their family are okay. I know the Treant made a beeline for them, and I guess we couldn't really get there in time.
All right. Yeah, I'll give them your best.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anything else I guess you could tell me that might help for now?
He thinks about it for a second, and he says, well, there's quite a few things I know about Barovia. Some of the information might be a bit old. Some of it might be a bit useful. Hard for me to know exactly. I could list quite a few things. I don't know if they'd necessarily be too helpful for you. Is there anything you might like to know?
Anything I would like to know? How do we get out of here?
My understanding is that there are two methods of exiting Barovia. The first one, well, theoretically there's three. The first method, to be a Vistani. Mm. They are free to come and go as they wish. The second method, killing Strahd. Mm. And the third method, though that scarcely bears considering, is beseeching one of the dark entities that actually rules this place.
Oh, Strahd is not the ruler.
Strahd is more a fellow inmate.
What?
I don't know the specifics, but Strahd is trapped here just as you or I.
Huh. Thank you. That is interesting.
Oh, I'm glad to hear I was useful.
Where did you... How'd you find that out?
Scraps here and there. St. Markovia, she... she and then... she was the first to truly oppose Strahd. Mm. I believe it is on account of her that there is a sliver of the divine within Barovia at all. She bore it fruit within here, and her efforts allowed it to grow within this cursed place. Then, after she was defeated, it was the dragon... Knights at Argenvost Holt, who...
It is the smaller castle, yes?
Yeah, not too far to the south of here.
Dragon Knights.
Yeah, they took it up from her. They resisted for a little while, but Strahd put them down as well. Anyway, sorry, what I meant to say was that in their research and developments... and methods to slay or defeat Strahd, I was able to find scraps of information. Some of it, most of it at Argenvost Holt. I tried at Kresik, but didn't find much of interest. But by the time I got to Kresik, Strahd, he had been... Well, I played right into his hand, to be honest. Once I started my insurrection, he went on a campaign of terror. People were dropping left and right, and I felt like I had to do something. And I guess as a result, we went in a little half-cocked.
Yeah, what went wrong?
That is a good question. The machine gun rhythm of rain in Barovia pelts against a canvas tent. Inside the canvas tent, Pip, you
and Keening are crowded around a table with several other important figures, the leaders of the resistance. First off, there is Kazimir Velikov and Kolyan Indrovich. They are respectively the leaders of the Dusk Elves and the Burgomaster of Barovia. Their people form the bulk, if not the entirety, of your fighting force. There is also specialists within your group. Claudia Belasco, Elaniel Silverfire, they are, for lack of a better term, your special operations, wet work people who have very specific jobs with very specific, well-trained groups of people who, Pip, you hope you will see all of them again, but you know you will not. Yeah. And then also part of this cadre of specialists is Iona Mirthsong, a native Barovian specifically from Kuchery. She is the only person here who you do not know very well. Mm. She, once your party started amassing, once this camp at the base of Castle Ravenloft started gathering steam and gathering people, she one day just showed up saying that she wanted to help. Keening had a long private conversation with her and told her that he trusts her. Any dealings you've had with her, she's always had a bit of a quick wit,
okay,
but it often gets her in trouble. Mm. She's clever, but she never knows when to shut up.
Yeah. Okay. Too clever for her own boots.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Tonight, she is very quiet and very still, as is everyone else around the table. Keening is going over final preparations, making sure everyone understands the plan. He and Iona are going to be facing the full brunt of Strahd, Iona in a support capacity, mm-hmm. Keening matching brute force, magically speaking, with Strahd himself.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Claudia and Elaniel have their respective tasks up high and down low within Castle Ravenloft, subverting smaller elements, but nonetheless important to the war effort. And then Kazimir, Kolyan, and you, Pip, mm-hmm. will be the generals leading the charge.
I like to think throughout this entire discussion, I have been rubbing my snout.
Yeah.
A telltale sign of stress on Pip's part.
Keening, with a somber note, finishes. All of you let the moment of silence hang. No one knows exactly what to say. And then the first bolt of lightning splits its way through the rainstorm. And almost on cue, all of you look out of the open tent to see the lightning illuminate Castle Ravenloft. As the light from the lightning dies down, even though Castle Ravenloft is black against black, mm-hmm. it's impossible to not tell its silhouette. It is somehow darker than darkness itself.
Yeah.
Keening, looking at the amassed group, says, "Well, so long as there are no questions, I'll dismiss you to your various camps. Pip, if I may have a word."
Yeah.
Everyone else slowly shuffles out of the tent.
For sure.
As they leave, maybe Iona Mirthsong puts a hand on your shoulder and gives you a reassuring squeeze.
I give her just a look, a kind of tight-lipped smile.
And she leaves. Pip.
Yeah.
You can't hide anything from me.
I just think, well, I have been thinking, and it seems none of us have been asking the most important question to me, which is, what if we lose, Keening? I don't think anybody's thinking about what if it doesn't work and we don't win? What state does that leave not only us, but also the rest of the generals and the people of Barovia? I guess I'm just concerned. I don't know if I'd say it's cold feet, but I guess I'd just like some reassurance.
Keening shifts uncomfortably, and then his gray eyes meet yours.
If you're looking for certainty in this life, Pip, I'm afraid I can't offer you any. We are people with little to lose other than our lives. And that is, understandably, not a very comforting thing to think of.
Maybe I go to the edge of the tent and push it open to look out at our amassed army, in quotation sure. marks.
You look at native Barovians in the heavy rain desperately trying to reload crossbows and struggling to hit a Strahd-shaped target at 10 paces.
They're peasants. They're fishmongers, cheesemakers, farmers. They're not soldiers. What are we sending them into? I don't want their lives, their blood, on my hands.
No one here, Pip, is not without cause to be here. Everyone chose to be here. Not because they want to die, but because they want to live.
I like, maybe it's like it's not even really registering for Pip. He's completely elsewhere. I'm staring at the castle and then staring at the soldiers. And then I turn to Woken and I like take his hands in mine. Woken, let's go. Me and you, we'll run away. We'll leave all of this behind. We don't have to do this. We can disappear into the Sphelic woods. You and I will find a shack somewhere, raise some chickens together.
Keening hardens and then retracts his hands. These people need me.
I need you.
Keening turns away from you and stares at the table.
Maybe like seeing that Pip's overstepped something, he's maybe extended himself a little too far. I put my hand on his back. I'm sorry.
No, I need you too, Pip. But these people, they need us.
You're right. You're right. Keening, when the time comes, I'll be there. I promise.
Woken Keening looks away. Then he looks back at you, Hector. Pip Mandarin lied to me that day, but I let him.
Fair enough. He's trying to be a better man.
I'm assuming you are putting at least a little bit of faith by the prophecies given to you at the hands of Madame Eva.
To be honest, right now it is the only thing I have.
I don't know if, after all has been said and done on my first attempt, I don't know if I believe in destiny anymore. But I do believe this. I believe that our lives, while they may not constitute much destiny, they are nonetheless made up of more than a few accidents and tragedies. No one, none of us, is really okay or good, not in a place like this. But we are all trying to do our best in a world where it is far too easy to do your worst.
Thank you. Thank you for the chat.
As you're getting up to go, Keening grabs your wrist and pulls you to look at him. I need to tell you something. Keening struggles for a second, and then finally it's like he has to force it out of himself. Look after him.
I'll do my best.
Keening lets go. You see he can't say or do anything else. He seems quite choked up.
I'll head over to as I leave, maybe just have a quick word with Yender.
You and Yender walk away from the tent.
Right. Well, how is he doing?
He's all right. He's up and about, as you've seen, but, you know, it's gonna be a little bit longer before he's able to participate, shall we say?
Yes, of course. Of course. What else has been happening around, I guess? Have you been able to get word of what's happening in Valakai?
Well, it's the Markovs pass me what they can when they can, but it's kind of thin and a few in between and whatnot. It's not easy to get messages in and out of this little place. From what I understand, it looks like things are kind of, well, for lack of a better term, all is well in Valakai, you know what I mean?
Yes, all is well.
It's been a while.
It's kind of just a return to normality, I suppose. Lady Watch is still trying her little machinations behind the scenes. No one's really sure exactly what she's doing, but none of the Strahd shit really stuck to her, so she's for the most part fine. The Burgomaster himself is... from my understanding, from what I can gather, he's trying to figure out that summoning ritual again. But we've been able to thwart him pretty thoroughly, at least.
Good.
Yeah.
He's
going to have trouble getting another one of those daggers, I think.
Good. Because there was the... We walked past the blacksmith and, well, it was...
Yeah. Keenan and I have had a few little conversation-y type things. Just he's passing me information on what he knows about our time before here, and I'm passing him information on you-know-who.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever lies sleeping in Barovia, shall we?
Yeah. He's got a lot of natural aptitude. Actually, he's a little bit of a something of a divining rod, if from hearsay, if something's given to something.
Really?
Yeah, he senses the – he can see – he literally sees the weave like we see the color blue, you know what I mean?
Oh, like all the time?
Yeah.
Wow. That is impressive. I knew of people that could sense the weave but not outright see it all the time. Fascinating.
Yeah. It's a whole deal. She waves a hand. I don't really understand that sort of stuff. It's not my area of expertise.
No, mine. Were the Martikovs able to track any of the coins? Used for the ritual down, or
they've had some success, but it's a complicated thing. She Yender turns around and flips out several of her. You can see she's got a few tomes in her. Once again, it's not really a backpack; it's a chest that she wears on her back. But she has a few like books that she keeps with her. It's kind of complicated. I've been doing some reading, and it looks like they might be able to substitute the coins with a different token.
Yes.
The original script says coins, but – oh, sorry, not the original script. Sorry, the translation that we get says coins. But if you go to the original script, it looks like it actually mentions just tokens. So there's a whole complicated thing. I'm going to keep looking into this, and hopefully once – once old cowboy boy over there is back on his feet, I'm going to use his little divining rod thing, and we'll see if we can figure out exactly where all of these energies are conversing. You know what I mean?
Yes,
if we can
course.
Figure out where their fucking temple is exactly, if we can figure out the dimensions, the shape of it and whatnot, and especially in the weave itself, how it's touching the weave, maybe there's some shit we can do without them even fucking knowing about it.
That would be very useful. I'm pretty sure that it is in the Burgomaster's manor, but that's about as much information as we have.
Yeah, but like the exacts, the exactities of it, she says.
Right.
She seems a bit fired up. She seems excited by the prospect of working with Keening on this.
Good, because I know we as much as we. The best way really is to sort of either eliminate the cult, I guess, leaving what is left of Valakai in the hands of Lady Watcher is also not good. My eyes sort of dart to Keening. He once led people.
Yeah.
What if we put him in charge of?
Well, we could try. I don't really know the politics of it all, but I know the people a little bit, and I wouldn't describe them as the sort of people that might accept an outsider as ruling over them.
Yes, I feel right.
Also, I'm sure Keenan might have his own opinions on that.
I know. It was an idle thought.
Who knows? Maybe he look.
Hey,
well, let's tackle this one thing at a time, I suppose.
Tomorrow, the Madame Eva's trooper moving on, and I feel we're heading back out west to Kuchiri, and I know the Amber Temple is around there.
Yeah. Well, look, I just wanted to let you know the sort of stuff that Keenan's been telling me about the Amber Temple. I trust you, but just keep your wits about you. Don't make any deals you don't.
No, I would.
Maybe just don't make deals.
A bit late for that, yeah.
Hasn't made a deal yet.
Well, not at the Amber Temple.
There's a lot of, not just you know who, but a lot of people touch the Amber Temple. A lot of them we don't even really understand or know. None of them are good.
Yes, I was hoping I would be able to find some more information about the one who sleeps in the Amber Temple, but
yeah, go there, find information. Don't talk to anyone. You know what I mean?
Yes, I remember the. I know Keening didn't head to Kresik, but we have, and there was an extensive library there. Maybe it is worth going back and reading through those books.
Sure. Yeah, the Abbey. Yeah. Maybe
there might be something we missed. Maybe with a bit more time, we could have a look.
Well, who do we got? Maybe. Oh, no. I guess I wouldn't trust a lot of.
Garbon Lushan will eat the books.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust a lot of the current party to do that without assistance.
Who could we send?
You could send Esmeralda, obviously. Because they're like a hunter, right?
They're a monster hunter.
Yeah, but they're in Kuchery.
Well, they're
you could send Pip, but Pip has literally fucked that one up for us previously, hadn't he?
Well, correct. Yes, correct.
I guess it depends if you trust him now.
I don't know who's told her that, but that's great.
Oh, yeah, she
somebody let it
stop. Cribbit, you don't tell gossip. Yender, you can't help but tell gossip.
I guess Gorub and Lushan, they would argue about which one to look into first. Plus, they're not going to go anywhere that Tarkos does not.
I don't know if they
not.
Can read. Also, like, I know one of them's a wizard, but yes. I don't know that.
Also, we've met acquired a druid.
Oh, yeah.
Tarpos. She's. I think you'd like her.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
She's.
Far that away.
Yeah.
She's not a huge people person, I would say, but I think the druids around here have sided with.
Oh, yeah, comparatively.
if
she's a friend compared to the rest of the druids, she sounds positively delightful.
Oh, yes. No, sorry. The druids that. They've sided with Stradin, I guess, her and her father. Her father possesses her spear currently. Also, I guess we suspected this, but once you die in Barovia, you don't leave.
That is disconcerting. Yeah. That would explain a lot, though. Yenda seems to file that away. Like, there's some lore to that she's like, okay, that fits something up.
Connect some dots.
She's like swapping, like, basically, like, everything has happened, but from, like, a clerical standpoint.
Yeah.
Nice. So she's, her and her father, I guess, disagreed with how the current druids are running. There's the head druid, Keshkar, is his name.
Okay.
His head currently resides on Tarpos's belt, but it is alive. He cannot die.
I'd like this person, you said. Yenda says.
Maybe.
Okay.
She's nice. Interesting.
Well, you've given her a hell of an introduction, can I say?
Yes. But she helped us with the tree.
good.
And she seems to be very
the
much.
The tree?
Oh, you must have heard the.
Oh, no, I'm sure actually this was probably part of your initial. Yeah, I'm sure Yenda knows.
So, yeah, she helped us with that and the all of the current probably druid problems still. Right, so we have Tarpos, but I don't think she'd want to go into the abbey. Also, I don't know if she, like Gorub and Lushan.
Well, if she. Presumably, she looks like one of the druids, right?
All the druids look like
they don't them. Look. There's not like a uniform, but
isn't
you
she
can
a Goliath.
Sorry. There's no uniform for the druids, but you look at Tarpos, and there's not a lot else she could be.
Don't belong in a city.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I do not think she'd fare well in the city environment.
Yeah, well, if she looks like a druid, they're probably not going to let her into a city, you know what I mean?
Well, we've got Elainiel, and, well, the Kresik do not like her kind, shall we say. Cribbit?
Yeah, you get some of that.
Cribbit?
Oh, yeah, Cribbit. He's all right.
But my fear of Cribbit is he will find something. And in a similar vein of Pip.
Yeah, he won't tell you till it's really, yeah, till the last minute. Yeah, that is Cribbit.
Or he will just give us a book where pages have been ripped out, and he will be like, I have found it like this. And we will both know he is lying.
Yeah.
Stuffed in his bag, covered in egg yolk, are the true pages.
So, unfortunately, we have me, you,
Keenan,
Esmeralda, Piran, actually. But I don't know if he would want to step foot in an abbey.
Yeah, he, my understanding, gets, I think the technical term is the heebie-jeebies. Bad case of... Yeah.
Well, if I find ourselves around that area again, perhaps I might duck in.
Yeah, yeah. Part of a grand information tour.
Yeah. Speaking of, I guess, people and resources right now, do you need assistance or help? We can't go into the city.
This might be a strange question. You have strawberries? You live out in the wilderness of Barovia for long enough. You kind of get desperate for something sweet.
Look, I will do my best, and if I can find some, I'll give it to you in the morning.
Yeah, because Elainiel has a little veggie patch that she's kind of half hidden, but I don't know how to describe it. It's like nothing here. There's no
sweetness
to anything.
Yes, they're the honey bleeds. Have you noticed that?
That's weird. Yeah. No, I've seen that previously.
Coppery honey sandwiches, y'all.
You just use it differently. You just wouldn't use it the way other people use
you'd
honey.
Make a kind of honey blood pudding,
Yeah, you'd baste a steak, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could still baste... We baste steaks in honey sometimes,
but it's
don't
for
we?
A different flavor. Look, I'll do my best, and we'll try and see you off in the morning.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, until then, she claps you on the back, or as high up on your back as she can get to without smacking your bum.
Have a good night.
You too. She turns back and walks back into the tent with Keenan.
Elainiel, did you want to head back to the Vistani, or are we keeping down here?
I will probably return here, but I will guide you back to the camp.
Thank you.
Pip.
Mm-hmm.
You are awoken in the middle of the night. It's slow at first. It's kind of more, it's not like a sudden waking up. You know how it'll be sometimes when you wake up, you kind of slip
rouse,
back.
Like,
you slip back into that never state between sleep and truly being awake.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear, you feel yourself being rocked a little bit, and you can hear a voice. Pip.
Woken?
In the darkness, you can't see his face. You just see the outline of him.
I reach out with my hand to, like, grab his shoulder. Is everything okay?
When you grab his shoulder, he grabs your arm as well, kind of reciprocating your touch. And he says, Pip, you got to get up. We're in trouble.
I get up.
You slowly rouse. Your eyes are slowly becoming adjusted to the darkness.
Yeah.
You can see now Keening properly. Keening looks at you very, you can see he's in a wild panic.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, in his characteristic way, even though you can tell that he inside is panicking.
Yeah.
Outside, he remains quite calm.
Stoic. Yeah.
Have we had a chance to short rest yet, Adam?
No, you have not had a chance to
short
rest yet.
Cool.
Pip, he stops suddenly. Oh, he jerks a little bit and you see one hand.
Adam.
You see a hand crawl around his face, grab at his chin, and then jerk. Keening's head is twisted clear around and then off his head. His body falls to the ground and a Gogash is standing where he was.
Do I have my crossbow?
You turn to grab your crossbow, and as you turn to grab your crossbow, a Gogash grabs you from behind, picks you up, and then you see nothing but dirt. You wake up.
Adam.
Do I quickly kind of like accept that it was a dream?
Yeah.
I look down at Pop, who I assume is at my feet.
Pop? Yeah, sure. If you look down at Pop, Pop, you've probably roused Pop. Pop kind of ruffles up and looks at you.
I like kind of absentmindedly. Yeah. I creep around Pop and open the gates of the, or the gates, open the flaps of the tent just to make sure everything's okay.
You can see the other tents of your companions around you.
Can I hear anything?
Nothing but the quiet stillness of Barovia.
Rubbing my snout.
Ooh.
Shut up. Close the flap, clamber back inside, avoid Pop, and lie down and just stare at the ceiling.
All right.
Until I drift back to sleep.
Everyone gets a short rest.
Son of a bitch. I was going through my spells being What have I got?
I was like, I haven't even had a chance to reconcile, and then he's fucking dead. Oh my god.
Elaniel doesn't need to use any. Does Cribbit want to use one?
How many days are we off a long rest?
You've got, by my count, 2 more days.
Oh my god. That's so exciting.
All right, so you've got 2 more days till a long rest.
Yeah, very exciting. Mm-hmm.
1,000 miles to travel and a tank full of gas.
In the morning, I'll get up at the crack o' dawn before all the Bastani head off.
Well, they've kind of already started to head off at this point.
Oh, well.
They were going to head off before first light.
Oh, that's right. Well, if I can do the get up just before first light.
Well, yeah, they're.
Or maybe even last night as before going to bed. If Jackson was still around or someone to be like, is it possible to get. Do you still have any strawberries left?
Highs or lows?
I mean, let's go with. Let's go with highs.
Highs, you say?
Maybe lows.
Lows?
You say?
Well, maybe I did mean highs.
Yeah, no, they don't.
No, I guess I meant lows.
No, I'm sorry. After the results have been revealed, you can't keep going.
Do you have, if you don't have any strawberries, do you have anything similar or anything kind of...
highs or lows?
Sweet. Let's go with highs again.
We do not have strawberries, but we have honey from outside Barovia.
Oh, outside Barovia?
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, I'd love to purchase some.
Sure. He takes out a jar of honey. It is, do you want only the one?
You have more than one?
We have two.
I will take both.
He gives you 2 jars of honey. God. That will be, let us say, 4 silver apiece, 8 silver total.
And how much I owe you for the strawberries? I owe you one.
Oh, you have the money for that now?
I nod.
Let us say 2 gold for the strawberries.
No worries.
Fresh fruit does not translate well in the mist.
No, I understand. Well, look, here's 5 gold. You've been so nice to me, and I look back at the camp.
He is happy to accept 5 gold, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Maybe as he's accepting, he's like, oh, you are so generous. I cannot accept this much. He's putting the coins in his coin purse. It is too much, simply, but if you insist.
Thank you so much. I will stow them on myself and a gift for Yenda and a gift for Pip. That's nice.
Aw.
All right. And with that, they trundle off into the darkness. Either of the night or morning.
Or somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Whenever you contract. Whenever you spoke to them.
Yeah. I guess they would have also probably woken us up to kick us out because we were in their tents. Yeah.
Well, it's not like they need to kick you out because they're locking the doors to the place or anything.
True. I guess we'd be in our tents.
Fair enough. All right. Good.
Okay.
All right. Well, if this fire has gone down during the night, I'll stoke it up to kind of warm it up and maybe look through any kind of rations we have, and if we have any kind of maybe oats or something, maybe I'll start making a bit of porridge.
Holy
something
shit.
Like that.
Sure, yeah, you can make oats.
I'll start making big bowl of oats for everyone.
At some point in the morning, Elaniel approaches you. She wears a heavy cloak and hood to hide herself from the gate guards, who, at about the same time she approaches, you hear the eastern gates to Valakai opening.
Yeah, good morning. Would you like some breakfast?
I have already eaten, she says.
No worries.
Maybe at this point I'll join the two of you. Slept like shit last. Oh my god, is that honey?
Yes. Yes, from outside.
Oh my. I assume there's like a communal bowl of porridge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'll slop some into a little like wooden bowl and
eating with your hands. Like Gorob and Lushin.
Like scoop one into my mouth, turn, look at Gorob and Lushin eating.
Doing the exact same.
Be like, put it down, go get a spoon.
You were raised better than this, Pip. Oh, come on.
You look over at Gorob and Lushin. You see that Gorob is holding the bowl and Lushin is using his hand to scoop it into his mouth, and Gorup keeps looking longingly at the scoops and then says, give me some! Stop shoving it into your own mouth! And then they begin fighting as Gorup starts trying to go for the porridge as well.
No. I pour some water on my hands to clean them, and then I use a wooden spoon.
Cribbit puts up a hand. No, thank you.
That's fair.
Oats make me feel bloated.
Yes, I do not want to even think about what would happen to your digestive system with that.
Gastrointestinal.
I can hook up an egg for you, but...
Oh, that would be nice.
Okay, well, do you like
extra
them...
runny, please.
No way. I was going to say, would you like them scrambled, or do you just want them over easy?
Scrambled?
Yeah. So you get you crack the egg into a bowl, and you just whisk it up, and you kind of move it around the hot pan.
Sure. Just runny, he says.
No worries. I can make
make
sort
runny.
Of, do it more of a folded
Cribbit
kind of...
Cribbit like when runny. They always overcook at tavern.
Ah, yes. Look, I'll do my best.
It's all hard.
Hard
like
boiled.
A hard boiled?
No. What? What is that?
When they put the egg inside, say, boiling water, and then they give you the egg afterward.
Crack open the shell and it's a kind of...
I don't think he cracks open the shell. I think he just pops the whole thing
shell,
in his gob.
Shell where all Shell's the nutrients
good. Yeah,
that's, are.
Yeah, it's good for your hair, people say.
So some of your
like nutrients. Not eating crust of pizza.
So, no, you and I have hair, Cribbit.
It's got calcium for Cribbit's growing bones. Growing?
Everybody has like a brief moment around the campfire where we're like, how old is Cribbit?
Yeah.
Is Cribbit a baby?
That one have eggs? Cribbit have egg for party.
I don't think we have any eggs.
Cribbit takes Cribbit opens his backpack, rummages around in it, and brings out a few eggs.
You
maybe
have
take
any?
The ones that aren't cracked.
Yeah, yeah. Does Pop have any? Any
is the question I was going to ask.
But I don't think so. I didn't see any this morning, but I didn't look. I'll go. Can I see any eggs underneath him?
Is he roosting?
Yeah, Pop has I'd say just a single egg underneath.
Okay. My first instinct was just to clap near his face.
Move out of the way, Pop! I want your egg! Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, he bites your hand.
Ah!
Yeah, you managed to pull your hand away at the last second, though.
You're welcome to try. He's got one egg.
Cribbit, if you want to try that.
Pop wants it more than I do.
That is fair. I'll just use your eggs. That's fine. I'll fold him up some eggs.
I just know when I pack away my tent, I'm going to crack that egg into it. God damn it. Pop can't take the egg with him. Come on.
Make some eggs for Cribbit. See if he likes them.
How much do you cook them? Do you make scrambled eggs?
I make more of a folded sort of scrambled egg.
All right.
Yeah.
And how cooked are we talking about these eggs?
Like, basically, it'll kiss the pan, let it move around like it'll be kind of runny, and then just kind of fold it into each other, like fold it into itself, and then just kind of give it to him. It's more of an omelette, really, a runny omelette.
Okay.
Kind of like a seared egg
at this point.
The amount you're cooking it. Yeah.
Oh, very weird. Strange. Scrambled eggs.
Let me know if you'd like. I mean, would you like to drizzle a little bit of honey on it? It could be nice.
Honey? Cribbit have honey.
Yeah, right. I'd drizzle a little bit of honey on the egg.
Cribbit eats, and then later today he will vomit. He can't have honey. You can't give Cribbit honey.
Ah, but I don't know that name.
It's just later today, or probably just before lunchtime, Cribbit's going to start vomiting heaps. He will pretend everything is fine, and if you ever... He will eat honey again unless you stop him.
Well, I know it's the honey or the cooked egg.
No, Cribbit's had slightly cooked eggs before. Okay. When you're serving him eggs, Cribbit talks about how people overcook
eggs. That's right, he did. He
that's
did
true,
say
that's
that.
True.
Hate
that's true.
When they overcook eggs.
That's
almost burn.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Not very good.
All hard, no gooey. Right. Cribbit like gooey.
Yes.
Gooey makes the part of Cribbit's brain that thinks, ah, stealing eggs from bird makes happy. Makes Cribbit think, ah, Cribbit put his eggs now in here. Bird look after Cribbit lot young.
What? I don't think that's how the grung
do. I don't know.
You don't think that's pretty, how it works, pretty, but you can't prove him wrong.
I think he makes a spawn that he puts in a lake or something.
Well, have you tried poached eggs or any other kind
Cribbit
of...
Cribbit no commit crimes.
I love Cribbit so much.
If you want me to try and make you some other kind of style of egg, I'm more than happy to see what we can do.
Cribbit like raw.
Yes, I know that, Cribbit. I'm saying if you want to try a different
maybe way. While you're having this conversation, Cribbit's been taking everything out of his backpack, and you can see he's kind of like all of the loose egg. He's kind of getting it into a corner so he can drink it.
That's disgusting. Cribbit. That's gross.
Both my character and me try not to vomit.
If that one knows better way to transport egg, Cribbit all ears.
A carton. Have you thought of a carton?
Possibly a carton, a metal bowl.
Cribbit looks at you very suspiciously.
A carton, perhaps wrap them in wool? Or
egg jail.
He says frogs don't even eat eggs. It's not even like it's a frog thing. It's just...
Are
you normally eating seagull eggs, Cribbit?
Oh, Cribbit could go a seagull egg.
Okay, I imagine just thought it'd be water birds. Anyway,
Cribbit wouldn't mind seagull, to be honest.
Yeah, okay.
Tastiest of all flighted birds.
Like the actual seagull itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
how do you eat the seagull? Why don't I ask? How did you eat the seagull?
Well, when seagull fly over, Cribbit opens his mouth. His tongue darts out of his mouth, reaches a simply tremendous height, and then snaps back into his mouth.
Eyes just wide.
Bones and all, huh? Yeah.
Well, Cribbit eat whatever can, then throw up the rest.
Right, like an owl.
If Cribbit can't eat, Cribbit throw up.
Yeah, I like scones.
All right.
Bit of cream, some jam. That's nice. That's a treat for me, Cribbit.
Scones made with egg.
Yes,
that's
true. Scones, nice cup of tea, bit of milk, maybe a cube of sugar. Wow. That's a good day for Pip.
Honey, good, the Cribbit says. Cribbit like honey.
You have not.
Eat it, Cribbit.
Oh, you've never had honey before.
God damn it.
Cribbit had honey before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's
good to know.
Okay.
Delicious.
All we need to help maybe is, if we can find some actually good tea, we could have a
wouldn't
nice...
that be nice? Yeah, not really.
Margov.
I've never seen it. I've seen good tea in Barovia.
Right, well, I'm like going to head to back to Yenda and Woken. If you would like to accompany?
No, I think I'll help pack up here.
Yes, no worries.
I think that's a good division of labor. And then we head for Kutri.
Yes, yes. Victor, anything to pass on?
No, thank you for the honey, though.
Well, look, it's a whole jar.
Oh, my God.
You hold on to that one.
Just, like, give me the jar, walk away, but Pip's going to stay staring at the jar of honey for a while longer.
It takes about an hour for you to go give the honey. Yenda is very thankful, grateful. And Keening probably is as well. When you're handing the jar to Yender, Keening from up the back looks over and you hear him say, is that honey?
Yes, non-Barovian honey.
I don't think I've ever had something sweet in the last year or so.
Yeah, look, I'm happy to be of service. Anything else I can acquire, I'll sure to.
I think you've done plenty today. This is he taking the jar of honey, holds it up and showing it to you. Mm. He says, "This is quite possibly the most subversive act I have seen from someone within Barovia."
Well, happy to help. Well, you rest up, and hopefully we'll be back soon. And I think Eleniel can get a message to you if need be.
He nods. I'm sure she can with that fancy bow of hers. Mm. Eleniel nods. They cross a glance. There's an unwritten conversation.
You can see a history there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. Well, good luck with everything. If you can also just... if you could ask after Jeska and his dog. Dog. That would be nice.
Dog's name is Dog?
Yeah. Yes. Dog's name is Dog.
Okay. Heard weirder names for dogs, I suppose.
It's what the dog wanted.
You see Keenan gives like a okay.
If you could inquire about them from me, I'd appreciate that. And once again, if I can...
This is all, if I talk to Danica, she'll know what you're talking about.
All right. Of course.
Easy.
Good luck to you both.
Yeah. Well, I feel like while maybe I don't have the best track record defeating Strahd and evils within Barovia, I feel like between the two of us, you're the one who needs the luck.
Yeah, thank you very much. You rest up. Look after him, Yenda.
They nod, and you return to the group. This entire time, the getting to the campsite, getting back, the conversation, and then obviously the rest of the party making their way from the eastern side of Valakai to the western side of Valakai. Mm-hmm. All of this takes about an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In that hour, at the beginning of that hour, it starts gently raining, and it does not let up. It's not pounding, heavy, torrential rain. It's just a constant drizzle, just little, just a tiny bit of rain, just a speckling of everything, so that everything is constantly wet.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Everything's wet. Yep. It's almost worse in a way.
Right. Well, if we could, I guess, load up Salah with any kind of like equipment, rations, those kind of things. We could have, the previous night, tried to get some just rations for the road.
Just stuff
as
so
it
we
were.
Don't starve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. You will need to purchase some saddle bags not from the Valakavians, sorry, from
the Vistani.
You'll need to purchase some saddle bags, which will set you back probably a couple of gold.
Yep.
That's fine.
But with the saddle bags, you've got enough. You had tons of rations and other stuff.
Okay.
Other supplies that were just stored at Eleniel's camp. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, Eleniel's just. Procured some things.
Okay, cool.
Probably, awesome. Potentially through Mark Quillett.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's nice.
Sweet. Yep. We'll load up Solar and head on to the road.
On
and
the old Svalach Road?
Yep. Yeah. Old Svalach Road.
Svalach Road.
All right.
To Kutchery.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.